The Burnt Offerings of Waitri by Blue Winter Roses. An interpretation of magic and mystery in A Song of Ice and Fire. Summary. Brothers of the Night's Watch reach the wildling village of Waitri, only to discover it deserted. In the middle of the village stands a monstrous weirwood, its mouth an open hollow, large enough to swallow a sheep. The insides of the hollow are blackened by fire. Buried beneath a pile of ashes, John retrieves human remains, two skulls and bones. This find is suggestive of a sacrifice. The children of the forest believe the spirits or consciousness of all who die go into the trees. Followers of the Red God believe burning a person, dead or alive, releases the soul from the body. Melisandre also sacrifices living victims to her fires, with the express purpose of conjuring up winds to blow Stannis's ships across the sea. Weather magic. This knowledge can be applied to the mysterious burnt offerings at Waitri. The wildlings are very diverse. There are subcultures within the whole, all strange and most of all ancient. What if the villagers of Waitri are devoted to aiding the others? Craster, whose mother was a woman from Waitri, is doing his bit, why not his people? With all this in mind, it's possible the practice of burning offerings within the mass of weirwood is a sacrifice designed to release a profusion of soul energy, which in turn powers the weather magic of the White Walkers, allowing them to create the cold winds and mists they are associated with. Interested in more detail? Check out the accompanying blog post, and feel free to share your thoughts in the comment section below.